The following message I was preached on October 1997 at the Grace Assembly in Malaysia. The title of this message is The God of Elijah. Let's enjoy this message.
That's the first time here I say this. I say, Lord Jesus, give me that privilege. I can share your burden and walk with you. And today, you know, many people will ask God for blessing, but few people really walk on the road of cross with Jesus together. Very few will walk to the end. And Jesus is just waiting for people to come. And I remember when you first walked to the cross, and you know, they cannot find any disciple. They're all gone. They find a man called Simon and force him to carry that cross. See, we don't like cross. We like to sit down at the foot of the cross and look up, but we don't want to hang ourselves on there with Jesus together. And it'll open up the eyes to see the glory of cross. And when you see that cross, it begins your life. And you want to say, Lord, that's a privilege. I can die with you together. I can partake that suffering. There's a story of one of the sisters in China. He's about my same age. When she was 24, at that time in Henan province in China, they have only one heart. Evangelize the whole province and then go to the Jerusalem, wait for Jesus coming back. They really practiced the X18 from their home province. In that time, there's only one slogan. It's whoever you meet, you're going to preach Jesus to him. Not just one person do it. Everybody in the church doing it. Within a couple of years, shake the whole problem with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, there's millions of believers in that just small province. At that time, they shake the whole area. People are just afraid because they, wherever they go, there's a Christian come up and tell you about Jesus. And never tire of it. Because they're under one commission to tell them about Jesus. So they just go to the street, go to the highway, byway, go to the house. They just do that. Even when they confront with the police, they have to obey the commission and tell the police about Jesus. Even get arrested. And one, my friend who's the same age as me, which is a sister. By the way, God used a lot of sisters in China. and she just obeyed the voice of the Holy Spirit, asked him to hold the evangelical crusade right in front of the police station. And then this young girl, don't know what about the thing's going to happen, just begin to preach Jesus right in front of the police station and get hundreds of people got saved. But of course, right after that, she's been put in jail for this cause. But one thing is not she alone in the jail, but God Almighty be with him. The Son of God is be with him. As in the fire furnace, there's a false man that comforts with you and walk in the furnace. So this sister begin to share with his inmates together and got the whole room saved, and then they go up and evangelize again. Got the whole jail, there's 6,000 people, all the praise God saved, including the officials. They turn the whole jail upside down to one little girl. And then later on, the government have forced her to come out. Said, we cannot let you stay here. You are too dangerous. You are too dangerous. Even this morning, I can bring the greeting from China to sisters and brothers here. Many people heard about the suffering church in China and say, what can we do to help the church in China? Can we give more offering? Can we send them Bibles, send them books? I mean, all this is good. But if I want me to speak from my heart, what message they want me to bring out, I would say, dear brother and sister, are you still on fire for Jesus? Are you still love him as the first day you met him? Is he still mean that much to you? Because we pray for you. We pray for you. Don't get cold. Just keep on going. Keep on march on. Because we are march on. We march through fire, we march through water. But keep on walking. We are not stopping. Don't dare to stop. That's their heart for you. Do not cry out for help alone. but they want to know this, their other brothers and sisters in the body of Christ are marching with them, are still loving the Lord, are still on fire for the Lord. I think that's their heart. They hear I talking about church in the outside. They always ask me, what's the church looks like in the outside? Are they on fire? Are they preaching the gospel? Are they healing the sick? May that message wake us up in this end time. And we will rise up and march through the land and proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ. This session, I'm going to give a message. It's, where is God of Elijah? Where is God of Elijah? Now, often it's my cry when I see the desperate of the situation, all my surrenders. I come from the United States. See, people got lukewarm and sick and do nothing. In the mid of night, I cannot sleep. I'm crying out, Lord, have mercy, have mercy. Where is God or Elijah, which I read in the Bible? Where is the God divide the Red Sea? Where is the God that set the whole mountain on fire and with smoke? Where is the God that descended and the whole mountain was shaken by your power? Where is God sent forth the Holy Ghost on fire like the day of Pentecost? Are you still alive? Are you still doing the same thing? Lord, I'm not after religion. I'm after that God I know in the Bible. But show yourself to me. Show yourself to me in a personal way. Lord, Elijah is not a superman. He's an ordinary man. Lord, just let me know you are the God of Elijah. You never change. You're still the same, doing the exact the same thing. You're still the answer of prayer by fire. You're still the God of fire and consuming fire. You still do the wonderful work in our midst. When I experience God in China, and people, I come back and people say, well, that happened in China, but not in outside. No, that only happened in China, in particular place. I say, sorry. My God is everywhere. You cannot hide him in a particular box, a particular area. But if you receive the challenge and begin to believe what you read in the Bible, he never changed. He never changed. In the 1 Kings 18 chapter, and Elijah in the time was a great famine in the land of Samaria. And he's the one which after God's heart. He didn't look at the surroundings. Because when you look, it's people dying everywhere. People is lost hope. There's darkness around. But Elijah know he's God's ally. He know he's God's servant. And he began to look to his God and ask for the answer. Lord, in the midst of famine, Lord, send your rain. Send your rain, Lord. And prove yourself. Prove yourself. You still answer our prayer by fire. And that time, the king of Israel find this man and say, are you the one caused the trouble, Israel? Are you the troublemakers? Elijah say, no, I'm not, and you are. You and your family caused the whole nation go to the famine because your idolatry. Because you bow to the money god. You bow to the Baal. You make deal with false prophet. And Elijah just stand up. And one thing is very interesting. They call him a troublemaker. So he must do something to cause them to sin. Because he speaks different, he acts different, he challenges people, and he don't accept the circumstance. Today so many people just accept their surroundings without any question, including the Christians. They just receive whatever comes to them and don't say any no and rejection. And I'm always stirred up. I cannot take the lukewarm. I cannot be cold. In the midst of the refrigerator, I cry out, Lord, send some fire. I'm dying here. People are dying here. Lord, send your fire. You can turn the whole refrigerator to a fire furnace, Lord. Let me be that spark. Turn the things upside down. See, I usually introduce myself. I'm the one cast the fire on the floor. Wherever I go, I cast the fire on people. They call me a troublemaker. They don't like, people don't like the people who cast the fire all over the place. But Jesus said, I come to cast the fire on the earth. If it rises up, it's burned out, it's not my will. He don't want us to be lukewarm in the church. He wants to see the fire is burned in the church. I draw people to come. You know, sometimes in the China, you know, we put emphasis in the personal relationship with Jesus. You know, sometimes in the church we are so easy and that we depend on others to love God for me. To depend on others to praise God for me. To depend on others to dance for me. To wait for the man of God to give you the heavenly manna, but you don't want to find yourself. See, but in China, everybody have to do his own. But sometimes there's no one around. You better take care of yourself. You better know your God yourself. They can put you in jail. You are all alone, but your God's still alive. Sometimes need to be tested. I know one dear man of God. He's 80-some years old. And he got sick in the Pentecostal meeting, and then he got caught in the Cultural Revolution and put into Northeast China in a very cold place in a camp, labor camp, for 20-some years. He never met another Christian during that 20-some years. He's all alone. He don't have Bible. He don't have a song box. He don't have musicians. The only thing he only remembered is all the scripture and all the song he learned before. And that keep him going for 20-some years without compromise. So we have a lot of blessings. But no one can take off what God's done in you. But you must keep yourself. Keep that fire burning. Keep that fire burning. And then Elijah just come to the king and challenge him. Because at that time, the people is two-minded. And so Elijah challenged the people of God. If Baal is the God, worship Baal. If Jehovah is God, worship Jehovah. Don't be double-minded. Make out your mind. Sometimes I go to places or go to the country. I born in Taiwan, Taipei. And Lord last year asked me to go back to Taipei. I say I only have one prayer. I see so many big speakers, you know, visit Taipei and hold a big conference, you know, get a lot of offerings. But I say, Lord, don't let me go there. China's desperate hunger for the Lord. I don't want to be additional breath. Even I'm a small minister. Let me go to China. I can do more for you. But if you send me to Taiwan, Lord, give me a chance. Not just for a conference, Lord. Give me a chance. Let me challenge the prophets of Baal. Give me that confrontation to see whose God is answered by fire. That's my cry, Lord. Because I see the people double-minded. I usually say the Christian comes Sunday to worship the Jehovah, but Monday to Saturday they worship the Baal, the money god, or Mammon. They are double-minded. But Elijah just challenged the people. Remember one time I'm in Taipei, we say one intercession group. I really pray for revival for Taiwan. But I see them binding the devil. They try to bind the devils, try to shout, try to dance. If I cannot join them, I just sit there, I'm just kind of grieved, but I read my Bibles. But later on, they asked me to share. I said, we are not a prophet as Baal, and do all we can, but get no answers. And we need to know this God, answer by fire. Then we cry out. Then we pray, and see the answer come. I said, the best thing is not just bind the devil. The best thing is because there's a sin in the church. That's why we are losing the ground. Because of one hand hold the devil, the other hand we try to fight him. It never works. church never works. You better clean up yourself. Then you take your position and then go forth. So I just demonstrate that. I say, you know, when Elijah just prayed, he led the prophets Baal to do what they came. They can cry out, they can heave themselves, they can hurt themselves, just cry out to their gods. Elijah has such confidence. He take the time. He not hurry. Because he know he got a message from God. And when time come, when his turn come, there is one thing important mentioned in the scripture. He repaired the altar of God. Today in the church, many people miss what the altar is. What's the altar of God is? That's a place that fire is burning. That's a place you cry out your God. The grace you need to humble yourself and come to the presence of the Lord. Many church busy on many things, but didn't busy on their knees and cry out to God. The first thing God always asks us to build the altar. We build the altar because when the enemy come to us because the altar is damaged, there's no fire. One thing I do most to the China is like this. I go to every place. I already have a promise from the Father. So wherever I go, I say, Lord, like Joshua goes to the promised land. Wherever my food is, Lord, I proclaim that's yours. So I go to a place, I go to an area, I begin to proclaim this land gonna worship the Jehovah God. Hallelujah. This land belongs to God. No one can take this land, and God gonna come to heal and deliver and restore his altar in this place. Then we challenge the people of God to do the same. We're gonna to praise, we're gonna worship, everyone, we're gonna do this. Not just depends on my own. We're gonna build the altar together. So we pray, we worship, we're dancing, we're shouting, you know, we proclaim the word of God. And every morning, beginning at 5 o'clock. In the afternoon, everyone's look up. Because we wait for our answers. When the altars build up, they dedicate themselves as living sacrifice. Because without sacrifice, the fire won't come down. And all those young evangelists dedicate their life as a living sacrifice on the altar. There is, I see the fire God come down. And to some extent, I all in his presence. I stand in awe of you. One time in Henan, I cry out, Lord, let you come down like a fire. Like Elijah chapter 64. May you come down like a fire burning in this land. There's about 100 some people there. Who I cry out from my heart, Lord, send revival fire. And the whole room begin to crash. The whole room just fall on the floor and like Pentecostal for hours. Only I'm the leader too is watching. I tell you, I'm just holding the table and say, Lord, don't come too near. That's such a feel God in me. You know, because when God comes like that, you just want to hide yourself. You know? And I don't have to teach people to feel God when God show up like that. Everybody know feel God. No one dare to say anything. I remember one time I go back to the United States. One sister prayed the same prayer. Lord, let you come down like fire. I'm nervous and I try to hide somewhere. But her definition is different than our experience. So we need God to reveal himself more to us so we know him more. We know him more. He's the one divided the Red Sea. It's nothing compared in his eyes. But we need to come closer. Come closer. Sometimes we keep the distance. We're afraid of fire, like in Israel. Moses, you go to the mountain, we just stay here. You speak to us, to God. You know, and don't want to go himself, personally, to God's presence. Because they're afraid the fire gonna come soon, gonna change them. But Moses is different. Moses say, God, I want to come. I know that fire gonna change me. That fire gonna cleanse me. That fire gonna give me the vision. Go forth. So very important to look into our personal life, is fire still burning? Check your heart. Is that first love is in that place? I just come from Singapore. I remember last meeting in Singapore as a whole bunch of college students. And when we're in the ministry time, Lord just began to show up. And first thing God deal with is the first love. And they weep and weep and weep and weep for one purpose. Lord, give me back the first love. That's my first day nature. Don't let the fire go quench, Lord. Stir out the fire. So Elijah has such a heart. He cried out for revival. Even in the midst of nowhere, in the midst of total darkness, but he began to take hold of the God's promise. And then he asked God, Lord, I'm your servant. Remember, I'm your servant. It's you who sent me to do this. He didn't say, Lord, I'm your great prophet. He said, Lord, I'm your servant. He humbled himself before the mighty God. He said, Lord, remember, I'm your servant. Now I'm worthy, Lord. You are worthy. Use me as you please. Use this tiny vessel, Lord, for thy glory. I'm just a servant. I'm the servant. I'm not big name evangelist. I'm not big prophet. I'm just a tiny servant, Lord. But here I am, Lord. Remember your promise to your servant. I think that's grace to give. God can give us. It's the humility of Jesus Christ. One time in Henan, I preached on the humility of Jesus Christ. People running out for repentance. All the leaders on the ground churches. They run fast. That's why I finished the message. I never see powerful message like that. I preach other messages, get people excited. But when I preach the humility of Jesus Christ, I come people running for repentance. All the leaders. Now usually I challenge the people outside. I say, I see the leader in China is different than the leader in outside. The leaders in China is the first one get repent. The first one get filled with the Holy Ghost. They are really the leaders in repentance and cry out. One time in the meeting, the four leaders are here like senior pastors. They have a huge number underneath of each one of them. But that day I began to prophesy over them. They all begin to weep and hug one another in repentance. Four of the senior pastors fall on the floor and begin to hug one another and ask for forgiveness from each other. When God used me to speak out his word, and then I said, Lord, this is holy ground. This is a holy ground. Now I just close the door and go out. I say, Lord, I cannot stand there. That's a holy ground. So God is looking into the heart of people. If we humble ourselves, that's the greatest gift. If you know you are nothing, you can do nothing, you are nothing, and Jesus is your everything, I say that's the greatest revelation you can have. People today, after revelation, they want to see strange visions, getting excited. I say, the greatest gift God can give to you, you can see you complete nothing in his sight. And but God be praised with himself. So each time I go to ministry, sometimes I just watch what God is doing. Lord, don't get me in the way, Lord. See, we often quench the Holy Spirit. One time in Sichuan province, I usually pray for people one-on-one, four on the floor. That's always, almost my way of doing it. But one time in Sichuan, people are so hungry, 100 people, and they, you know, without lay on the lines, but they all feel the Holy Spirit, all fall on top of one another. Total mess. And so I stand on the platform, I say, Lord, what you are doing here? You destroy my whole meeting. I think we make a deal, Lord, just one by one, Lord. You know the answer? Child, get out of my way. Get out of my way quick. I say, oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. So sometimes I saw him was trembling. I don't fear of any people, but I fear to quench him. And he can cut me hair off, but I let him have his way. Because in my meeting, he can do whatever he likes. Sometimes I have no control, especially in China. All things can happen. He can interrupt my sermon, and all people fear with Holy Spirit. They say, Lord, I have half the sermon I haven't preached yet. He just take over. He just take over. And people are so hungry. Sometimes I preach on the joy of the Lord. You know, I begin to manifest some joy when I was preaching. And people are so hungry. And they want that joy too. But I say, tonight I'm going to preach on the joy of the Lord. And people are so hungry to see I manifest that joy of the Lord. They want it. But I just have my schedule for tonight. So I just postponed it. In the afternoon, Lord just come. Some, you better preach that joy of the Lord. Otherwise, you better go home. I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So each time he gave me a command, made me humble. So today, too many prophecy to try to leave us higher to a place not really God wanted us to do. Sometimes God speak to me in prophecy is humble myself. Not just say, you are a big person. No, it's humble. Just hide yourself in my presence and see what I can do. So Elijah is just a normal people, but his prayer is much power and effective. He's just a normal person. You don't have to pursue. You are very spiritual. Sometimes I didn't know. I know I just walk on, you know, I'm just a normal person. But I just want to be a present of the Lord all the time in my home. So my home full of the presence of God. You know, people come to my home, get filled with Holy Spirit once they enter the room. Sometimes I'm in the kitchen, I fix the dinner, and they bring the sick to come. I don't have time to finish it, so I just lay my hand and they fall on the floor of my kitchen. God can move in season, out season. You know, you just be available. You just be available. Because it's not your virtue, it's not your spirituality. It's your obedience. Just your obedience. So, and then God sent the fire to answer Elijah. And one thing produced in the people and cry out, that Jehovah is God. Jehovah is God. And that is a very big difference. That set up all the Christians. You see, in Taiwan, they have so many idol temples. In recent about 20 years. And I travel the land, I agree, I see so many temples. You know, sometimes we want to, you know, destroy the temple. I try to do that. I want to do that. But I say, Lord, that's too many. You know, I just one person, you know, to destroy the temple. That's too heavy for me, job.